everybody, we got Greg, McCoy, and Beto.
That's right.
If you don't know,
now you know.
Hey, Solutionaries, this brew has been brought by Think Ad Group. You can get information by going to thinkadgroup.com and brewing solutions with the best. They are 100% Car Guy Coffee approved. Get you some.
Hit the chest one time for me, everybody. Come on, because we are getting deep, right? We are just getting started on
That's the
why. I didn't even say what it is that I'm so inspired about with him yet, and we have plenty of time to get to that, everybody. But listen, Beto and Greg are telling you all a story of hope for this next generation of car guys that is coming before, because you have people like Beto that are pouring into other people, right? Mm. Good stuff is brewing. Good stuff is coming, right? And it's on its way. And he's evidence of that now. I can only imagine what the years ahead of us are going to look like when we get to see the flourishing lives of people that we've been able to sow into. Just like I'm sure you get to enjoy, Greg. I'm sure that's one of the greatest rewards that you get to enjoy in life is seeing those things. But Beto is starting to see great fruit and not been toiling for as long as many other great veterans and people that work their whole life to get connected with. And it's because I think that he has mastered the ability of being able to pour out and constantly have a window to pouring into him. He is always taking in information. He is always letting somebody else shine and pour into his flow. And it's never cramping his style. It's never tripping on his toes. If it makes him better, he wants it. He is Beto. You know what I'm saying? He is going to get better constantly. That is going to be his flow. And because he makes that connection generationally, he is another one of those prodigies that allows this business to have great hope, that great connections are going to keep being made, and the future is going to be filled with actual fast trackers. I think the speed limit's about to get turned up on what it takes to be successful in this business, and fast trackers are about to have to be the standard to be successful if you're going to compete with where the digital age is going. That's just my opinion, my two cents on it, but Beto is leading the charge on this train of solutions, and I honor you both for what it is that you have, and the wisdom that both of you bring to the table. But look at this, folks. We got generations here. I love it. I love it. Okay. So that's about four sips in.
Yeah.
So
he's good. So, folks, there's always a second question. And I know Lou's going to ask you guys this one, and I'm really interested in this question.
Yes, of course. We are all interested in this question because fast trackers are inside of this business for a short amount of time, but they came from somewhere. They were doing something.
Absolutely.
We have people on our floor, and I'm sure there's stories all of you have. You know, somebody was working, you know, cutting grass one moment, the next moment they're making six figures, slinging metal, you know, learning how to put their life together in a whole new way of thinking, right? Beto has come from someplace else. Beto, where do you come from? What is your background? What were you doing before the car business? And how did that lead you to the car business?
Do you just
Well, you know what?
Questions?
I mean,
it's a combo.
From my early days, I served in restaurants, you know, worked at P.F. Chang's, worked at Olive Garden. You know, I come from the restaurant business, did that for a few years. You know, then my 20s came around, and you know, my 20s were a little rough. I do come from a little rough background, but you know what? Things go on in your life and you learn from them. And I had the opportunity of changing my life, you know, and what I did was I decided, you know what? I'm going to get in the car business. The car business pretty much, saved my life. Sold cars for a few years. You know, what I did teach myself is, you know, I always wanted to excel. And when I put my mind on something, I'm going to go ahead and go all out and try my best. So I taught myself how to, you know, desk some deals. After work sometimes, I had a good mentors, and one of our main guys for the company, his name is Randy Oswald. He taught me a lot. But before the car business, you know, I'll tell you what, it was a lot of different type of things that I did. And I'm just happy to be where I am right now.
Beto. Ah! You forgive, focus, and flew.
You understand that whole story was a forgive, focus, fly story, bro. That's exactly what it was.
That's the story. Thank you so much.
You did. That's what you did. In order, it was you forgave all that stuff. You always fly.
Bro, that was... I love it.
We were sitting back here when you were on the solo screen. We were just all sitting here. It's like, this is so perfect right now.
Yes.
So, man, great answer,
real,
man.
Thank you so much.
For real.
Yeah, folks, are you not inspired by that?
Oh, the delay. Oh,
you know,
the delay.
It's definitely a blessing to be where I'm at right now, man. I love my family. I love, you know, that I get to meet people like you guys, Greg McCoy. And it's just a whole different, I want to say a 180 from 10 years ago. You know what I'm saying? And I get to enjoy everything I get to enjoy. And I'm just really grateful for sure.
Yeah, well, it's something to be said when you are able to go from 6 years ago not being related to the car business whatsoever, but having a skill set that you developed by being exposed to many people, right? And was able to instantly translate that, which I think a lot of that is also personal, right? You have a natural talent inside of you to be able to be the communicator that you are and motivator that you are. It's part of your overall purpose, right? But you are, you're doing incredible things. And this is mainly why we want people to hear this, that folks, you can be, there's so many great people with great potential that need to just be just turned on to knowing that they have that great potential. I'm sure to make the pivots that you had inside of your life, you had moments of seeking or just receiving great information that made you shift just a little bit to refocus where it is that you're going. And that's a constant application of a forgive what I didn't just get right or what I wasn't doing what I needed to do. And let me not carry the weight of what anybody else did to me. You know, that weight isn't going to get me forward. You know what I mean? It's not going to help me. Let me focus on what it is that is beneficial and is going to help me, especially now that I have people that I'm responsible for, right? People that I love and want better for than I've ever had. You know, it's time to get focused, right? You find your focus. You then have somebody that mentors you. You have multiple mentors. You have some great men that have poured some great stuff into you. And I'm honored to even know some of them. You know what I mean? But these people really took you in as family, which is, I think, also key for good, solid flourishing of your abilities, is to have that proper mentorship flow, you know what I mean, in order for you to properly create the fruit that you're supposed to be creating.
I learned how to fly.
That's right. And then from there, you said, all right, baby, I see where I'm going. You tell me where to go. Where do I need to go? Right there? Got it. I am not held back by nothing. I'm flying. You know what I mean? Boom. I'm out. You know what I mean? Where do I gotta go? Oh, you know what I mean? But you can't do this if you're like this and you're weighed down. You know what I mean? You gotta wipe it off. Anyway,
yeah.
So that's just my little thought.
It's true though, man. That's
my two cents.
It's a lot of people. You know, you've had mentors. We've had mentors. Everyone, and it's great. It's great to have mentors. You know, and then you get to become a mentor. And what that is we talk about it all the time. It's a legacy. So these legacies, like, Greg's left a legacy with a lot of his people. You know, you leave it with your children, but you also leave it with people, your coworkers. If you really are a true leader, you're leaving a legacy inside them where they pass on to other people. And eventually that legacy lasts forever. And that's how what you do and what you do right now with your people on your team, with your friends and family, that stuff will only be remembered if you do it the right way. People do not want to or if you do it completely wrong, you might be like, you know, remember too. But the best way to be remembered is in the light, not in the dark, right? So, you know, if you keep doing what you're doing, and it's limitless, and you know that, and all you guys know that, and it's an amazing thing what you can do with life when you've let all those chains come off your shoulders, and you're able to just focus on what you need to do and fly. So, I love that. I love that mantra Lou has.
It's a great story.
It's us.
A great
story. You know,
that's real life, right there.
You know, it's great that. You know, it's great that I get to see everybody that I come see every day, And, you know, people know that I'm here temporarily, and it's like, where are you going next? I want to go with you. That's such a great feeling to have when you do have that impact on other people, where you're able to, you know, have someone to follow you, you know? And I've learned that from who I learned from. You know, I was upset that at one point, you know, my leader was not with us anymore. But we got him back, and Greg knows who he is. And those are the type of people that you want to see, you know, and it's great to have those people that would want to follow you. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. You know, that's a great way to go into the next question, actually. So the question I would have, number three for you, Beto, is that, you know, we all have been in this business. And we were talking about mentors and stuff, and there's somebody, and there's always that one person that probably stands out. I know it's like going up and getting an award and saying, hey, you want to tell everybody that you care for them, but there's always one, maybe two people that really influenced you deeply in this business that really helped you make that corner, you know, like, hey, make this right turn. It's going to really change your life. Right. And they're probably still in your life. Maybe not, but who would you say that one person is that really inspired you to be the best version of you as a car salesperson?
You know, I actually have a few, you know,
it's always hard to narrow them down.
I know that me getting into the car business, was something that I didn't know I was going to be good at it, you know? And from the beginning, you know, when, you know, selling cars, you know, 30 cars a month, 20, whatever it was, when people would tell me, you know what, I think you got something, you know, I think you can do a lot of things in this business. And for me, you know, and this was a few years back, when I was selling cars was his name is Randy Oswald. You know, he's one of the leaders of the company still. And I think that he told me that I had something, you know, and to follow it, you know, and to learn more. I think about Greg McCoy all the time, you know, even though we don't talk a lot, but he's told me, and we've sat many, many times, and to tell me, hey, you have something, you know, I would say these two gentlemen have taught me a lot, you know, in different aspects, in the car business. And I'm lucky to know both of them. And, I know that, you know, Greg with his busy schedule, he's always a phone call away.
Yes.
Yes. You know, and I have, you know, the great support from my senior management, from my owner, you know, that I don't know anyone else but Dealer for the People, Premier Auto Center, and I'm here at El Paso Auto Center now, that they gave me a lot of trust to come out here and run their store. So I have a lot of people that back me up, and I'm grateful for every one of them. And I still have a lot to learn from these people. You know, I'm still really, really fresh to the business. But one thing that I do have is that I do care every day when I come into work.
Love it. Oh,
so, you know, caring, that's the number one thing that I can tell any of my employees. You have to come every day and care about what you're doing every single day. When you care every single day, everything else, just falls into place. You know? But I would say these guys, I mean, I don't have a lot of people that I look towards. And these gentlemen have taught me a lot. So I love it. I love it. Keep on teaching me, Greg.
Hey, let me.
That's great.
Let me point something out for everybody that's listening. Here's one of the reasons why Beto's unique and different as a fast tracker and will continue to be. Two things. Number one, he's confident but humble. But more importantly, you know, he is becoming a mentor to a lot of people. But do you hear what he's still saying? He still seeks mentorship. I'm gonna tell you, I've been doing this 35 years, and I still have mentors that I have to talk to. The day you stop seeking guidance and mentorship from people is the day you start dying. And I'm just going to tell you, you can learn. I've learned lots from all of you guys. I can promise you every dealership I go into now, I make a point of learning one or two new things instead of being the old crotchety car guy 35 years that thinks I knows everything and talks down everybody. Let me tell you, if you have a humble, confident mindset that enables you to keep learning and keep being mentored as you mentor, you're going to last a long time and very fast and be very successful in this business.
100%. Hey, my mantra is this, man. This is our mantra, actually. I should say
keep
that.
Growing.
Let's keep growing. It's one of our shirts. It's our inspiration shirts, right? So I believe in that so much. It's crazy. Every single day, my goal is to be better than I was yesterday. It's the constant growth, constant. I don't care if it's just a little bit better. I could be better than I was 2 seconds ago. And that's what keeps me motivated. I don't get disappointed in myself because no matter what disappointment I put out, I have tomorrow. I have the next day. I can keep getting better. I just need to learn from that. Yep. And that is so crucial and so key to become a good leader, to keep growing. Because you're right. Once you stop, you're dying. You're dead. Life is over. You don't have no more fun. Everything is done. You don't have any purpose anymore. And what's the point? That's when people start dying. And that's when you're right.
Greg McCoy would be the first person that I heard ever lay out the term to constantly be growing 1%. Wake up every day and be growing at least 1% every day, right? Boom. The minimum.
That's correct.
That's where I first heard that from.
Yeah.
But we have...
Let me throw this at you, Lou, real quick for people that are listening to this. One of the fastest places, if you don't have mentors, say you're not sure who to have mentor. You know what I did? Every bank rep or a manufacturer's rep for new cars that came into my store to visit me, they had to bring three good ideas they saw somewhere else. That simply asking those questions for people and learn from the new people coming to business because they'll see something you don't see.
Come on. 100%. Come on. 100%. Because you never – you have to listen to everything because you never know. And you're so right, man. And it's so – you might miss the next million-dollar idea. You might miss something, you know. And it's out there. It's innovation is constantly happening. Evolution is constantly happening. And if you're not getting with it, you're going to be out of it very soon. And that's great. Great – really wise words, Greg. Seriously, man.
Evolutionary.
Honestly. Great words.
Right there.
You put some sauce right there.
Put that in your cup and sip on it.
Hey, Solutionaries, this brew has been brought by Think Ad Group. You can get information by going to thinkadgroup.com and brewing solutions with the best. They are 100% Car Guy Coffee approved. Get you some.